Scene 3. Simon and Dan tell their story. Simon Clark comes into the witness box.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Now, Simon, this is very important. What happened on the night of the 12th of August? Tell me.
All right. Well, I went out with Dan to look for a car. We often take cars, you see.
You steal them, do you?
Not steal, no. We take them for the night, drive for an hour or two, and leave them somewhere.
I see. Do you do this often?
Yeah, why not? We like it. That night, we took this white Ford Fiesta and went to the disco in Trenton. We got there about 10 o'clock, I think.
Did you meet anyone in the disco?
Yes. We danced with some girls. But it wasn't very exciting. So at about midnight, we went out and drove away. 2 hours later, a police car stopped us. That's it.
Now, I want you to look at this photo of Mary Jones. Did you see her in the disco?
Yes. Dan danced with her first, and then I danced with her. Then her boyfriend hit me.
Did you hit him first?
No, I didn't.
Did you hit him after he hit you?
No. He was bigger than me, and I never hit people.
All right. Did you follow this girl out of the disco?
No, I didn't see her go out. Dan and I talked for 10 minutes, then we drove away. We didn't see the girl.
Did you kill her?
No, sir, I didn't.
All right.
When Jim hit you, you did nothing, right?
Yes, that's right.
And what did Mary do? Did she laugh?
I'm not sure. Perhaps she did.
She did, I think. Mary was a beautiful girl, and she laughed because her boyfriend hit you.
I wasn't angry. She wasn't important to me.
Not important? But you danced with her.
She was okay. She wasn't very beautiful or interesting.
Don't you say that about my daughter! She was beautiful, and she was a lot better than you. She didn't steal cars or kill people.
Please sit down, Mrs. Jones.
You weren't angry, you say. That isn't true, Simon Clark. You were very angry with Mary.
No, I wasn't. Why do you say that?
You were angry with her because she laughed at you. So you and Dan followed her in the Fiesta. What happened then? You asked her to get in. Did she get in?
No, she didn't.
I see. She didn't get in the car, so you were angry again. Then you hit her with this spanner and killed her. Is that right?
No, it's not true.
Yes, it is. You murdered Mary Jones, Simon Clark. You killed her with this spanner.
No, I didn't. I'm not guilty, I tell you.
You are guilty, Simon. You killed Mary Jones.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Dan, you listened to Simon. Did he tell the truth?
Yes, of course he did.
Did you see Jim hit your friend in the disco?
Yes, I did.
And after that, did you see Jim go out?
Yes, the girl, Mary, went out first. Jim went later. We stayed and went out 10 minutes after Jim.
And when you went out, did you see Jim or Mary?
No. We got in the car and drove away.
All right, thank you. Wait there.
When Jim hit Simon, Did Mary laugh at him?
Well, yes.
Mary laughed at Simon?
Yes.
So then Simon was angry with Mary. But you were both afraid of Jim. Is that right?
Well, perhaps. Yes.
Yes. So you waited in the disco. You were angry with Mary. She went out of the disco and Jim wasn't with her. So you and Simon followed her in the car.
No, we didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. You stopped the car and asked her to get in. But she didn't. Perhaps she laughed at you again. Then you were really angry.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yes, it is, Dan. How did Mary die? I know, and the jury know too. You killed her. But I'm not sure about one thing. Who hit Mary first? Was it Simon?
No.
It wasn't Simon, you say. Then it was you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't me.
So it was Simon?
No, it wasn't Simon or me. We didn't do it.
Do you see this spanner, Dan? It has Mary's blood on it and Mary's hair. And this spanner was in your car. Tell me, Dan, who put it there? You or Simon?
I don't know. I didn't put it there. I didn't see it.
That isn't true, Dan. The spanner was in your car because you murdered Mary Jones with it. That's true, and everybody knows it.
I have no more witnesses, my lord.
Now, members of the jury, Mrs. Wills and Mr. Carter are going to talk to you. Listen carefully.
Members of the jury, the police found this spanner in the Fiesta. It had Mary's blood and hair on it. They found tire marks near Mary's body. There was blood on Simon's face and under Mary's fingernails, too.
Jim hit me in the disco. He cut my face.
Be quiet. Miss Wills is talking now, not you.
Look at these two young men. They're angry now. Think about them. They aren't very nice young men. What do they do in the evenings? They steal cars.
Yes, but we don't kill people.
You did this time. You followed Mary and you killed her. Think about it carefully, members of the jury. Mary is dead. And these young men are guilty of her murder.
That's right. They killed my beautiful daughter.
Please, Mrs. Jones, you must sit down. Mr. Carter is going to talk now.
Members of the jury, Mary Jones is dead. We know that. But did these two boys murder her? Are you sure about that? There are a lot of questions to answer.
What questions? They're guilty. We know that.
Mrs. Jones, you must sit down or go out.
Think about Janet Nolan. She says, Jim went out of the disco first, not Simon. Think about the spanner. Did it come from Mrs. Symes's car? Perhaps, perhaps not.
What about the tire marks? The Fiesta had Pirelli tires.
Hundreds of cars have Pirelli tires, Jim. Volkswagen Polos have them. And you have a Polo, Jim.
But my car doesn't have Pirelli tires.
Perhaps your car doesn't have Pirelli tires today, Jim. But in August, did you have Pirelli tires then?
No, of course I didn't.
Well, you say that now. But I'm not sure. And here's another question. What about the blood? There was a lot of blood on your shirt and trousers, Jim.
Of course there was. I tried to help Mary.
But was there any blood on Simon or Dan? No. Members of the jury, there wasn't.
There was blood on Simon's face.
Yes, but you hit him, Jim. There was no blood on Dan or in the car. There was blood on you, and you're a big young man, Jim. You get angry very quickly. Mary was afraid of you.
That's not true. I loved her.
Yes, Jim. But you were angry with her too. And you are angry now. We can see that.
I'm angry because Mary is dead. And they killed her.
Did they, Jim? I'm not sure. Think carefully, members of the jury. Did Jim kill Mary? Perhaps. We don't know. But did Simon and Dan kill her? No, they are not guilty.
Now, members of the jury, there is one big question for you, and you must answer it. Think very carefully. Did these two men kill Mary Jones? Are they guilty or not guilty of her murder?